Randy, do you and Scott want to join us at the other table? We're back from recess. Our next order of business is glass recycling. And thank you. If you two would identify yourselves into the microphone for our record.
All right. David Miller, the Branson City Engineer.
Mona Menezes, Environmental Specialist for the City of Branson.
And Mona, would you like to begin, or David, whichever?
appreciate you taking the time to meet with us today. It's regarding glass recycling and some information on that we wanted to share with you. And we've received some deadlines from the Solid Waste District that we're members of, the county is, and it impacts some of our ideas we had on the glass recycling. So we handed out some information. We also have it in a bigger form, but just wanted to present it to you and let you understand the situation and then go from there. So I'll let Mona take it from here.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Madam Clerk. It's good to be here again. I met you 2.5 years ago when Larry Van Gilder brought me over for I believe it might have been a sewer board meeting. I'm glad to be back, and a lot has changed and progressed since that time. And I'm here this morning to present a potential project which we would have to do together for it to take place at all. And this has to do with glass recycling. But if I could, first, if you'll look at this little orange handout, I'd like to review that in order for solid waste management to progress at all, I'm here to request a way for us to communicate better, the city and the county, because solid waste doesn't usually know boundaries. And with the county operating the transfer station, we can't really make more progress if we don't have a way to communicate. Now, in terms of success, the second item shows recycling and household chemicals. I put that up as an example. We did keep track of who uses the household hazardous chemical facility, which is located at the recycle center. And I believe we tracked that. That was before I got here. I believe we tracked that for a year or a year and a half. And of that, 68% of the citizens coming in were Taney County residents. 18% had Branson addresses. 9% had Hollister addresses. And 5% had Forsyth interest, 5% addresses. So recycling and household chemicals is coming in from all over the county. And the City of Branson does consider itself a regional facility, although it's funded strictly out of City of Branson funds. And we just know that that's the better way to operate, to handle household chemicals and recycling, and it's working. We now have an opportunity to bring back glass recycling. The City of Branson handled that for maybe 5 years. Our glass crushers wore out, our contractor stopped accepting glass, and we had to discontinue it completely. That is the question that I am asked most often by citizens, is when are you going to start glass recycling again? When I got here, Forsyth had barrels at gas stations that citizens were depositing their glass into, and then your recycle center would drive them over. We were crushing it and processing it. When we had to stop all that, 2 years later, a company called Ripple Glass opened up in Kansas City. They invested several $1 million in glass processing equipment. They also own Boulevard Brewery, and they wanted to be a responsible company and take care of their own glass. And then they created a contract with Owens Corning in Kansas City, and they wanted to expand it. So when Springfield got a contract with Ripple Glass to process Springfield's glass, and Springfield was sitting on over 2,000 tons, that they'd been collecting for years with nowhere to take it. We were processing about 110 tons a year when I had to stop. So when Ripple created a contract with City of Springfield to pick up their glass, I knew it was a great opportunity for us again. Ripple Glass also has a contract with Eureka Springs, the City of Eureka Springs, and all we got to do is get ourselves in gear. What that would entail is I have already secured funding from Solid Waste District M, which is out of Joplin. We are members of Solid Waste District N, which only receives $45,000 a year for solid waste management projects, and that's divided among five counties. So that's not very much money. District N has close to $500,000 a year because they own a landfill, and that's the difference. If you have a transfer station, you're not given state funds for recycling. If you own a landfill, there's a portion of that that goes to recycling. So that's why they have close to $500,000. Because a lot of most, I don't know how much of the solid waste goes from the transfer station to Region M, they have a vested interest in what we're doing in recycling. So I appealed to them, even though we're not in their region, and they agreed to fund two roll-off bins like this. This is what Ripple Glass uses. So we would just tie into their campaign and be a part of something much larger than ourselves. Region M agreed to fund these. So I got that piece in place, although my funding is now inadequate because in the time they approved the grant, steel prices have gone up, so I'm several thousand dollars short. But we'll just keep going. And glass currently has no commercial value, and what I would like to propose this morning is if I get these two roll-offs in place, I've already secured an agreement with a local trash hauling company to pull those for me to the transfer station. If we had to pull them to Springfield, the cost would be too large, but I can get them to the transfer station. What we would need there is Ripple Glass has to have 25 tons in order for it to be economically feasible for them to send down a truck to pick it up. So if the transfer station would be willing to build this bunker to hold 25 tons at a time, then Ripple Glass would come pick it up. We would need a loader, which only the transfer station has, with foam-filled tires so that the glass doesn't puncture the tires, and then load it into this top-loading truck. It'd be about every other month, unless we're wildly successful, which we probably will be, because I'm going to do an education campaign and outreach as part of my partnership with Ripple. Then we would be in business. So do you have questions for me or comments?
Well, tell me specifically what's asked of Taney County.
Thank you. Three things. A bunker, a commitment to the bunker with a date of completion, because I am under grant deadlines, and approval of an agreement between ourselves and Ripple Glass, which I have created a draft. And for your part, the agreement just says we would agree to build and maintain the bunker and load the truck when we have 25 tons. So the bunker, the agreement, I really am requesting some direct communication either with the commission or with your transfer station director or whomever you designate. I have avoided going out there because it causes rumors to fly. So I have not had that. I did meet with David Stottel one time because I wanted to see if you had a place for this. But in general, I do not communicate with your employees, and that would probably be helpful. And the fourth thing I'm requesting is a way to coordinate between the commission and DNR, because when I made my grant application, they loved this project, but someone from the Solid Waste Division said, oh, I think that you'd have to modify your permit for the transfer station. Of course, that's not under my purview. And I think they were probably mistaken. And since that time, the division director, I met with her, and she said, what's holding your project up? If it's us, call me, and I'll do whatever I can to move it through. So I don't really think a permit revision is going to be required. They told me in their questioning, if you do anything to change your operations at the transfer station, you need a permit revision. I don't think that's going to be true, but that's not something that I could handle. So I would like to request, if you want to move forward with this, a conference call between yourselves or your representatives and myself, and make sure that no permit revision is required.
When you had your conversation with David Stottle about space, did you come to the conclusion that there is space for this?
Yes, you have a perfect place for it. You have a, I believe you have several bunkers built already, and one of them at that time was empty. It was
down below where there could be appliance.
No, down there.
No, I was thinking of up above.
I think it's to the right of the salt sheds.
Oh, okay.
That's where David had talked about. I think David talked to me.
Yes.
And that's what he talked about on the right over there to the right. That, there's a concrete pad there already.
But the concrete pad that's in existence, I don't think, is of the size that you're chatting about.
Well, it's not 20 by 20, but I believe it is adequate to go ahead and store 25 tons. I've shown the dimensions to David. That's another thing that I just need to be able to communicate openly and directly with your employees.
Well, my question is, if we need to expand that, we can do that to hit those specs that, if in fact that's required. I'm sorry, Danny, go ahead.
No, I started to interrupt there, and I'm sorry about that. Randy, what I would say, if we don't have something that's already in place that can be used, instead of using the blocks, we've got a concrete crew that can fall in out there and put the walls up. We don't have to worry at that point about any of those pillars being pushed off to the side or anything like that.
I mean, you could do a simple perimeter with a concrete wall and accomplish the same thing.
Right, and then the amount of space that we have now, when you have your stub-ups for your concrete wall, we would expand the floor to pour with the walls and have the stub-ups of rebar or concrete support or something for the stub-ups to go all the way up. And I'd say we could get started on this thing immediately with our concrete crew, who's we had a discussion about in Road and Bridge this morning, that they have been helping do some other, and they didn't have a major project, and this would be one that we could put them on immediately.
Wow. I do want to say, if you're interested in seeing the equivalent facility in Springfield, I'd be happy to take them up there. I think you want to consider whether I'm not familiar with that loader, but what will be most convenient for the loader operator to get glass out of there, so that this is longer than it is wide, and you might be able to position that to be wider than it is long. I would also recommend Springfield put a asphalt lip on theirs, because bottles roll and you can't have contamination from dirt. I noticed that on this bunker, the concrete does extend beyond the bunker, and Springfield had a problem with some contamination before. So
the pad that we would pour, because what we've got out there now, the way I understand it, is not large enough, so we would expand out, and as we expand it out with the rebar connections and everything that would stub up, we could do all that, and we could furnish a lip to trap any water that would drain to one location or another. Whenever you have an open deal like this, when it rains, snows, all those things are going to go down into there, so we would have a little drain type situation on the front end of it. And it has to be a tapered type situation. We don't want it holding water in the first place.
Randy?
I just have one question. This glass that's going to be stored there, is this already going to be crushed, or
no?
Any kind of bottles? No. Just okay. All right, got you.
And thinking ahead too, you want to make it so that your other vehicles are not driving through there if they're not foam-filled tires.
Right. Well, we're set up in a perfect situation, because we already have, and we'd have to look at our size of our bucket on our on the backhoe that's there, because we got it filled with foam tires, and we don't have any problem with that. We could use that piece of equipment that's already functional for our other things that we do at the location. So I see no problem. I think that what we do is put one of those boys on the concrete crew that does. We lost our supervisor and retired, and one of the guys that was helping, I think even someone like Layton or someone that has experience in forming up things, we'd have this done in a short period of time for you.
Danny, are you talking about building a whole new bunker, building the bunker then?
Yep.
Then I would probably suggest that we move it real close to where the backhoe is, maybe left of the transfer station. You know, where the entrance, there's some areas, there's some flat space right there. And since we're going to be relocating vehicles to Mount Branson, let's keep it real close to everything.
Okay.
Because what we're trying to do is get people to participate. Mm-hmm. And if it's convenient to the transfer station, that's the best way to do it then. I mean, over by the salt bin was...
There'll be other drop-offs other than what's correct. Coming from Branson. I mean, we're going to have other people coming in
correct.
At that location, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So...
So you would allow citizens to, if they're dropping off trash, they can drop off glass in the bunker?
I would love to. I mean, if we're going to do this...
I would love that, too.
I mean, they can just, if it's right there next to it, it'd be very convenient for them just to throw it in there.
Well...
I mean, otherwise,
when we do
if
that,
we have it in the other location, we can't do that because it's too close to the salt bins. It's in the shop area.
Extension of the pad.
Because we're going to redo the apron anyway, weren't we?
We'll redo the whole apron and everything. So... Do you want a site visit to...
I'd love one.
Do we need to have someone go out and look at that location and try to figure out exactly where and the... If we're going to build
it... Do you have a sign printed while she goes out there that she's not actually buying the transfer station?
Actually, we need a sign says that we're not giving the transfer station.
Yeah.
This is, that's really
the dimension.
Recycling
that's
project.
The issue.
While we're doing it. And we're going to be something that we're going to be participating for the future. Let's build it big enough that we're not exactly using, unless this is consistent with some engineering scheme. Let's build it big enough that it would...
Who do you... He's not answering that one.
I guess the question is, do you guys... Does it really matter where it is, as long as Devin, Randy, or Stottle are all in agreement where it goes? If it's closer to the transfer, I mean, I just don't want to...
I appreciate your comments about making it more accessible, and we'll just build a new
pad.
And I'm all for us doing that, absolutely.
I was kind of wondering about the fill that's going to go in that side compared to where it's at on the other side, where you already have a basis of flat.
I'm just thinking convenience for the citizens.
Right.
And that's why, if since we already talked, 2 years ago when he just got involved with the transfer station, we were already doing the whole apron out front, and we could just, if it could all be on that same level, it's a whole lot more convenient than the steel, because the steel is down, we do that, and it's back behind for us.
Right.
If
we need any additional engineering, maybe we could call upon the skills and expertise of the gentleman sitting here.
I think we'd need to.
Right here it says, right there.
But do you care? I mean, I'll go out there and go out and look with Devin.
So that we have everybody on top of this, let's have Scott and yourself
mm-hmm.
and someone that is going to be doing the work go out with
David Mona.
David, and let the whole group say this is... proposed location,
and then go ahead and do it.
Go ahead and do it.
Okay. Well, then that's perfect. I'll work with getting everyone's calendar. I want to do it tomorrow.
What I would like to do is have this draft agreement reviewed by our council.
Yeah.
They're coming here today. Correct.
Right. We can hand it to them.
We'll start that process immediately. We don't want to delay or drag our feet, so let's move forward on that.
That's wonderful news, isn't it? I'll go home. I'll go back and send Nikki. Electronic copy.
Okay. And my reasoning is that this is time sensitive because, in fact, we're going to lose the grant if we don't move, correct?
Well, what would happen is District N, who actually got the grant, said if Branson can't use that funds, we got plenty of other counties who would like to. So
we have no hold up on that as Randy's designation of who might be best for that project off of that concrete crew, or if we have to get someone to actually do that. We have two or three applications up there of people that have applied that might be interested in doing the job.
We don't have agreement.
I think we're going to have the personnel for this easy enough. I mean, the same people we used just doing the salt building will be more than adequate to complete this. So
that's the way we'll get started and try to get it done as quick as possible.
That's wonderful news. Now, are you all unconcerned about the permit revision that was part of I have to answer that in order for them to release funds.
I believe that we could, this could be a road and bridge function. I mean, it's road and bridge ground, and we're not, I mean, it's a road, it could be considered a road and bridge function. We're not changing transfer station operation whatsoever. Zero.
Yeah.
So I would just say it has nothing to do with the transfer station. This is a separate project that happens to be co-located with the transfer station. But I don't believe it has anything to do with the operation of what we do with the transfer station whatsoever. It's a service that we're offering to our citizens that happens to be near the transfer station.
Well, is it on transfer station property?
That's road and bridge.
It's on road and bridge property?
Road and bridge property. That's road and bridge property. Isn't it? Yeah.
And did you use the word it's co-located with the transfer station?
Would you clarify that for me? Because when that property was purchased, it was not purchased with road and bridge funds. It was purchased via a grant from the federal government for the transfer station.
The first thing that was there was the transfer station. Then the road and bridge building was built. But now how the size of the acreage, I'm not
Did
sure.
we add properties when we put the road and bridge building out there, or?
Did we add property?
Yes.
No, I think we already had the property.
So it may be transportation property.
I'm concerned that we need to follow up and to clear however we need to do that with DNR. It's also a question we need to have answered. I don't have any objection to that whatsoever, that would be R&B, but my best remembrance says that's not how we purchased that property.
In the drainage system that
back when I was a kid
that we put in.
My goodness.
Where it drains into something.
But I do know that the transfer was the first thing there that was built was the pad in the old ram.
Let's do this.
You do? Let's just stormwater.
We'll just work with DNR.
Now how much, I don't know.
You know, and it may be that the grant was solely for the equipment and...
How would we find that out?
Yeah. Check inventory with the auditor's office and see how that property's or assessor's office is recorded.
I know how it's recorded. It's under
R&B.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, just Taney County is all it says.
Still, what process is needed to answer the question that you brought up? You originally discussed a conference call between us, you, and them.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to do so that we all three have the same answer. And I have spoken to the engineer there, and I told him nothing's changing. We're just building a glass bunker, and he said has to be submitted. So it was his supervisor who said go through me.
I think that's who we need to talk to. Yes.
2 years ago, I talked to transfer station because I was assigned to work the transfer station with Aegis, and I have had conversations with DNR for the transfer station. But I can hand over my notes and let one of you guys be that point person if you want. I haven't talked to him in a while. Last time I talked about that we were supposed to... I know the last thing, the conversation we had was our operational agreement had expired and that we were required to build a new... to write a new operations manual, which Aegis was also doing, which has expired, and we haven't. And then the Aegis engineer was left. So it may be a bigger hurdle than we initially imagined.
Well,
we're still not changing.
No function.
Function of that property.
Here's the way I'm going to put this to you. If we're building this thing out there for road and bridge purposes right now, if it doesn't work out, we will use the bunker for some road and bridge purposes.
Very good.
Oh, well, that's good.
So you want us to build this a sand bunker that meets these specs? Is that what you're hearing?
I'm wanting.
It's going to be a very solid salt bunker.
I'm wanting to build a bunker.
We're going to move forward.
Okay, so...
We're going to do whatever's necessary to get this established.
Let's do a conference call. Let's just have a do you want all three commissioners, or you just want to do...
You guys tell me.
How do you guys want it, commissioners?
Well, how's your relationship with them, seeing as how we've left the...
Well, that's another question I'm going to have to answer anyway, so I think I need... I'm fine with talking to them. I mean, I have a pretty good relationship with DNR, but this is a separate division than we normally deal with.
Why don't we invite the new DNR director down to chat with us about questions that we have?
It has nothing to do with this.
Why don't?
Okay. But it's a different tree. I mean, this person is in Jeff City. The transfer station side is completely different, but I think we should invite the DNR person anyway.
But
as a part of this, Ron,
just
in general.
In general, the solid waste division director can say you're cleared, and as I said, I have to have an answer to it in order for DNR to process the grant funds to purchase these.
I think we need to put that in your court, and we'll do whatever is necessary on our side.
All right. So
if you want all three of us to be present for a call, we will be. And if you want just one of us,
I'll do it. Just
I think Jim would be great to do that.
Let me just do it with Jim, and then that's two schedules I don't have to try to work.
It's a deal.
Mm-hmm. Yay. That was easy.
Do we need a motion, guys?
Yes.
Ron leaned over, and do we want a motion or just to enter in an agreement?
I think that we need to have a motion that we are, in fact, going to enter to agreement to provide these services, and that the agreement's going to be by and between the city of Branson and the county.
And a location.
And Ripple Glass.
So motion, I'll move that we enter into an agreement with the city of Branson, Ripple Glass, LLC, and Taney County for the purpose of glass recycling located at the transfer station.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Discussion? I would just comment that, in fact, we're going to turn this over to council, and council will work with their council. And
speaking of council.
We'll move forward. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you all.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. And Mona, may I say that where there are other areas that we might cooperate regarding the environment, let's start talking.
I'm sure there are.
I was sure there would be.
Thank you so much.
Jim, we'll stand in recess for 5 minutes, then we're going to go into executive session.